Welcome back to another episode of the Urban Vibe Podcast with your host, Adrian. Today I have two guests. One is my brother. His name is Xavier Lerma. He's currently a student at Iowa Western, and he plays baseball there. And the second guest is my girlfriend, Madison Shoppy, and she recently graduated about, what, a year or two ago? 2 years ago?
About almost 2 years.
And she was a collegiate diver at UNI. And we're going to talk about how you can balance the two. So, Xavier, what sports do you play?
I play baseball.
What position?
Catcher.
Nice. Maddie, what did you do? Oh, I said you were a diver.
So I grew up doing gymnastics. I started when I was like 8 or 9, and then I transitioned to diving when I was around 13, and then I did that through high school, and then my freshman year of college. But yeah, it was a good transition of the two sports, I feel like.
Xavier, how did you get into baseball?
Parents put me in T-ball, and ever since then, I've just been really into it.
Really into it?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Probably like 5 or 6, something like that.
What's your earliest memory of playing? Do you remember anything? Like, when I was a kid, I remember playing T-ball, and we were on the Orioles. That was, like, our team name.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were the Oreos, like the cookies. And also, like, until I was, like, 13, my mom let me brag about it. But, yeah, we're undefeated in T-ball. They don't keep the score.
They don't keep the score.
And so I always thought we were just good, even though I didn't play baseball. But you don't have, like, an earliest memory? The earliest you can think.
A T-ball? I just remember us being the Cubs. That's all.
Mm.
And trying to get every ball that was hit.
I remember seeing, I don't know if it was your first home run, but you hit a home run in City League.
Oh, yeah.
What team was that? The green jerseys? You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Maddie, what was your earliest? I guess you probably remember your first, like, diving tournament. Is that what they are? Tournaments?
Like a meet.
A meet? Yeah, a meet.
Well, my earliest, like, gymnastics memory would probably be, just doing flips and stuff, like, on my trampoline in my backyard. And then, like, my first actual gymnastics practice, my sister was really jealous, so she wanted to join, too, and then she ended up quitting, like, the first day. But I remembered, like, loving the bars and, just, like, being able to do a lot quickly, and I just, like, fell in love with it. And then diving was a little bit more scary because although it's, like, the same, it has a lot of the same mechanics as gymnastics. It's, you know, it's, like, you're landing on your head and, like, in water, so it's just, like, different in a lot of ways. But, yeah, my first diving meet was very scary. And I didn't do very well, but it got better.
What was your favorite, like, moment, like, in a diving meet or in practice or whatever that you had?
I would say my favorite meet was a high school meet. It was my sophomore year. It was our conference. So all the teams in our district, and it was a home meet in Cedar Falls. And there's a lot of really good competition, a lot of, really great divers there. And I ended up pulling first place, which was really good for just to have, for colleges to see and stuff like that. But favorite memories probably would just be like practices, like practicing with my teammates and like getting new dives, just like the feeling after a good practice, like accomplishing dives that, you know, you've worked like years to get. It feels really good. Yeah.
What about you, Xavier?
Sorry.
What is your favorite moment you've had playing baseball?
Probably my travel team when I was 12, because we won state. And that was really awesome.
What happened?
I don't really remember, but I just remember our last game and catching the ball like after the final strikeout and just running to the pitcher. And we all just met up at the pitcher's mound, just fucking...
You can't say that.
And just jumped on top of each other, celebrating. After that, got our rings. And yeah, just, it was great.
You both had completely different sports, like, while attending school. Maddie's graduated, you're in school now. What is a normal day, like, to end season? How does a normal day go from wake up to go to bed? Xavier?
I would usually wake up at, like, 6, 6:20-ish, and get ready to go to weights. Have weights for, like, an hour and a half, and go to breakfast and go to class, and then have a little, like, 2-3 hour break, and have a practice for, like, 3 hours, and then after that, just enjoy the rest of my day.
What about you?
So we unfortunately had lifting very early. It was 3 days a week. I believe it was 5:15. So we weren't. I think the football team got like first pick on when they were able to get in the weight room. So we had to obviously get there before all the other athletes, which was very hard. And then practice every day, Monday through Saturday. We'd have Saturday morning practices as well. And then, yeah, so I think it's a long time ago, but I think practices were usually, it was like alternating like in the morning versus in the afternoon. And we would like switch off day to day between like which category of dives we would do. So like on one day we would do like fronts and twisters, and then the next day we'd do like reverses and inwards. So we would get a lot of time working on specific categories of dives. And yeah, just class. Everyone kind of had different class times that we had to work around, but a day, an average day was probably like 5 o'clock in the morning to probably done around like 4 with diving and school.
How do you guys balance your schoolwork and your athletics? Do you pick like certain times of the day, like this is when I'm doing my homework and this is when I'm gonna go to eat, or when I have free time, when I'll get on my game, when I'll do whatever? Do you do it that way, or you kind of just see where the day takes you?
Kind of see where the day takes me. Like, I always end up doing my homework late at night, but that's just a personal preference, I guess. And I mean, I only have like 1 and 2 assignments due every other day, and they're not very challenging. It's a community college, but
so is this.
Yeah, but yeah, I just go about it, what I have, like what assignments I did have on the day.
What about you, Maddie?
Oh, I mean, it was a long time ago, but from what I can remember, I also kind of fell victim to doing my homework really late at night. But we would also have a certain amount of like study hours that would be required. So we'd have to go to like this spot and like study with our teammates and like get our hours in, which was kind of weird because we like had to see them for practices and weights, and it was just like kind of weird. But yeah, what was the question, like how to balance it?
How did you balance it?
Like just making sure you're like eating and like getting enough water throughout the day, keeping your energy up as much as possible. I mean, I honestly didn't do like the best job at balancing it because, it was very overwhelming, and I feel like I took, like, a lot of, like, naps, and then I would stay up late and do my homework, but we just do our best, so.
What's the hardest part of being a student athlete?
I don't know if that really hard.
I think for me, definitely, it was just, like, the mental health part of it. I think, like, as much as sports are an escape from, like, things that you're going through, I think it's, like, you can still struggle a lot, like, within your sport and, like, make it your identity. So when you're not doing well in the sport, it can have an effect on, like, your, how you feel about yourself, and just, like, how the rest of your day goes. If you have a bad practice, you're not going to feel like you can really enjoy the rest of your day. At least that's how I felt a lot of the times. And just, like, the whole battle of just being your toughest critic, I feel like is the hardest part. And just, I feel like student athletes are, they have a lot of expectations placed upon them, and you're not really allowed to have, like, a bad day, or, you know, like, take a day to relax. It's just a lot of go, go, go.
I agree.
Xavier agrees. Xavier doesn't think it's all that challenging. I think he just likes it, and he can get by pretty easily because he just does his stuff. Do you have a favorite part of being a student athlete?
Yeah, just that I get to play, like, the game. It is, like, the game I love at a collegiate level. I mean, that's awesome, I think. I just love playing.
Mm-hmm. What else do you like about it? Like, is the, like, was it weird going to a new school and, like, having new teammates and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's weird, but you live in the same dorms, and that's really how you get to, like, know people very well. Like, we see each other every day till we go to bed, basically. We'd eat breakfast together, we eat dinner together, and we'd hang out together in the dorms. And that was, like, one of my favorite parts, too. I just got to know those guys really fast, and it was great.
Was there anyone that you, like, I just don't like them? Does that ever happen on a team? Like, people just don't like each other?
Yeah, there's like, a good 2 to 3 people at least every year. I mean, I'm not going to say who, but, like...
They'll be listening.
Yeah. they just let their ego just talk for them, I guess. That's all it is.
What was your favorite part?
I think my favorite part was kind of just, like, the sense of, like, purpose, like, diving really gave me. And it taught me a lot about myself and, like, what I can accomplish, and just even gymnastics. Like, I think my favorite part was just the mental strength it brings you, and I think it makes you very mentally strong. And then, yeah, just, like, all my teammates that I had throughout the years, just having, like, being there for them and with them through every practice and every meet was really special. So, yeah, and then I think the bond that, like, my dad and I shared, too, with both of those sports, was another one of my favorite parts. My dad was, like, super into and, like, involved in both gymnastics and diving, so that was always really fun for us. Yeah.
Cool. Xavier, do you have any advice for either, like, high schoolers that are going into college to play sports, or maybe even some that's their first year and they're, you know, like struggling with it so far. Do you have like any advice for people coming in? What to expect maybe?
Just be ready. You know, it's not going to be like high school where you're going to have to.
Well, what are the differences?
You're not going to be the best guy there. Like you were probably at your high school. They recruit people who are the best at their high school, and you guys are just all bunched up there. Mm-hmm. So they don't care about your high school stats anymore. They don't care about anything else in the past. They care about what's going to, like, how they're going to win.
Now?
Yeah.
For this team?
Exactly. That's it. Just be ready. It's not going to be easy.
How about you?
Advice? My advice for a freshman diver going into college would be just to remember that, yes, practice is important, but that's also where it's okay to make mistakes and it's not the end of the world. And just to be easier on yourself. It's a really hard sport, and you deserve to be there if you are there. So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you again to my brother Xavier and my girlfriend Maddie. I appreciate you guys for coming, and thank you for listening to the Urban Vibe podcast.